Chapter 20. It felt good to walk in the shade of the two oak trees. Stanley wondered if this was how a condemned man felt on his way to the electric chair, appreciating all the good things in life for the last time. They had to step around holes to get to the cabin door. Stanley was surprised to see so many around the cabin. He would have expected the warden to not want campers digging so close to their home. But several holes were right up against the cabin wall. The holes were closer together here as well, and were of different shapes and sizes. Mr. Sir knocked on the door. Stanley still held the empty sack. "Yes," the warden said, opening the door. "There's been a little trouble out on the lake," Mr. Sir said. "Cavemen will tell you all about it." The warden stared at Mr. Sir a moment. Then her gaze turned toward Stanley. He felt nothing but dread now. "Come in, I suppose," said the warden. "You're letting the cold out." It was air conditioned inside the cabin. The television was going. She picked up the remote and turned it off. She sat down on a canvas chair. She was barefoot and wearing shorts. Her legs were as freckled as her face and arms. "So, what is it you have to tell me?" Stanley took a breath to steady himself. "While Mr. Sir was filling the canteens, I snuck into the truck and stole his sack of sunflower seeds." "I see," she said to Mr. Sir. "That's why you brought him here?" "Yes, but I think he's lying. I think someone else stole the sack. The caveman is covering up for X-ray or somebody. It was a 20-pound sack, and he claims to have eaten it all himself. He took the sack from Stanley and handed it to the warden." "I see," the warden said again. "The sack wasn't full," said Stanley, "and I spilled a lot. You can check my hole. In that room, caveman, there's a small flowered case. Will you get it for me, please?" She pointed to the door. Stanley looked at the door, then at the warden, then back at the door. He slowly walked towards it. It was a kind of dressing room with a sink and a mirror. Next to the sink, he saw the case, white with pink roses. He brought it back to the warden, and she set it on the glass coffee table in front of her. She unclasped the latch and opened the case. It was a makeup case. Stanley's mother had one similar to it. He saw several bottles of nail polish, polish remover, a couple of lipstick tubes, and other jars and powders. The warden held up a jar of dark red nail polish. "You see this, caveman?" He nodded. "This is my special nail polish. Do you see the dark, rich color? You can't buy that in a store. I have to make it myself." Stanley had no idea why she was showing it to him. He wondered why the warden would ever have the need to wear nail polish or makeup. "Do you want to know my secret ingredient?" He raised and lowered one shoulder. The warden opened the bottle. Rattlesnake venom. With a small paintbrush, she began applying it to the nails on her left hand. "It's perfectly harmless when it dries." She finished her left hand. She waved it in the air for a few seconds and then began painting the nails on her right hand. "It's only toxic while wet." She finished painting her nails, then stood. She reached over and touched Stanley's face with her fingers. She ran her sharp, wet nails very gently across his cheek. He felt his skin tingle. The nail on her pinky just barely touched the wound behind his ear. A sharp sting of pain caused him to jump back. The warden turned to face Mr. Sir, who was sitting on the fireplace hearth. "So, you think he stole your sunflower seeds?" "No, he says he stole them. But I think it was," she stepped towards him and struck him across the face. Mr. Sir stared at her. He had three long red marks slanting across the left side of his face. Stanley didn't know if the redness was caused by her nail polish or by his blood. It took a moment for the venom to sink in. Suddenly, Mr. Sir screamed and clutched his face with both hands. He let himself fall over, rolling off the hearth and onto the rug. The warden spoke softly. "I don't specifically care for your sunflower seeds," Mr. Sir moaned. "If you must know," said the warden, "I liked it better when you smoked." For a second, Mr. Sir's pain seemed to recede. He took several long, deep breaths. Then his head jerked violently, and he let out a shrill scream, worse than the one before. The warden turned to Stanley. "I suggest you go back to your hole now." Stanley started to go, but Mr. Sir lay in the way. Stanley could see the muscles on his face jump and twitch. His body writhed in agony. Stanley stepped carefully over him. "Is he..." "Excuse me," said the warden. Stanley was too frightened to speak. "He's not going to die," the warden said, "unfortunately for you."